One of the country's top universities says getting the sector back to full strength will be crucial in the country's economic recovery from COVID-19. Sydney University commissioned an economic analysis into the value of its work, and it found that that institution alone contributed $6 billion to the national economy last year. All unis are working with the federal government to get tens of thousands of international students back into the country, but the sector's peak body says most won't return until next year. Barbara Miller reports.
Most of Australia's around 90,000 international students have been locked out of the country for months, and it looks like they won't be back anytime soon. Katrina Jackson is the Chief Executive of Universities Australia.
Obviously, this is a very moving feast. We are hoping there might be some numbers back, perhaps in a very small pilot phase by the end of this year on a national basis, maybe slightly larger numbers for the start of next year. It may be that state by state, very small numbers come in a bit earlier than that, but realistically we really think on a national basis small numbers of students might be here for the start of the year next year.
What does that mean then in terms of the financial difficulties for the sector?
It does mean that everything we have assumed was going to be the case will be the case. So the revenue hit to universities remains at what we predicted, $3 to $4.6 billion hit this year, probably the same, if not more, the year after.
In a bid to shift the conversation from what universities cost to what they contribute, one of the country's top institutions, the University of Sydney, has commissioned an independent report into its worth. Vice-Chancellor Michael Spence.
It says that in 2019, the University of Sydney alone contributed $5.3 billion to the New South Wales economy, $5.9 billion to the national economy, and that we helped support the equivalent of 31,300 full-time jobs in New South Wales and 35,600 nationally. So, you know, if you want to get the economy going again, universities and international students are a great bet.
The National Tertiary Education Union is calling for a massive cash injection to the sector and will today hold a national day of action. Alison Barnes is the union's national president.
To put pressure on the government to provide a lifeline to the sector so that we're able to, you know, protect jobs, but ensure that universities are able to perform their core functions of teaching and research.
Protests will also be held by casual university workers. Yegan Doran is a linguistics lecturer at Sydney University.
Decisions have been made to cut courses, and when those courses get cut, I'm one of those people that have been told they'll be losing their position and their contract won't be renewed. I've been full-time, so I go from full-time to 0 hours.
Shan Winscript has also seen her hours at the University of Melbourne slashed.
Since the COVID-19, my hours has been reduced to somewhere around, you know, 3 to 5 hours a week.
The PhD student in history says she doesn't expect to get any hours next semester and may have to put her studies on hold. For people like these, the return of the international students can't come soon enough.
Barbara Miller reporting there, and in a statement, the Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says the government has guaranteed unis over $18 billion this year, which is more than 50% of their revenue.